Sound production, take two.
When I'm sitting alone, drinking coffee, looking at the sky, listening to the birds tweeting up a storm, I live in the burbs. We've got birds galore, there's what it is. Right, just chilling, hoping that a meteor doesn't come crashing down. Hoping that my fucking body doesn't get hit by a fucking fireball. When I'm sitting alone, chilling outside, looking up, because I always look up, right? Looking up at the sky. It's so fucking beautiful. It's so blue. Looking up at the sky. Hoping that some weird SpaceX space debris doesn't come crashing down on my crib. Allah, please protect my child. Allah, please protect my wife. There's what it is. When I'm chilling alone, sipping on something, right? It's definitely not alcohol. No flying fish in my house. No viceroy in my fucking body, bruv. Look at me, bruv. My body is a temple. This what it is when I'm sitting alone outside. Right, once in a while, or ever so often, I think about how Malia Obama once interned for Harvey Weinstein. I mean, bruv, yo, the fact that that happened and nobody ever talks about it is wild to me. Okay, bruv, Malia Obama, Barack and Michelle Obama's oldest daughter, was out here interning for the Weinstein Company back in 2017. The fact that nobody ever talks about that shit, bruv, is mind-blowing. And listen, bruv, I get it. It's before the Me Too era. It's before the allegations. However, the allegations are about shit that happened prior to 2017, right? And some of the allegations are about things that happened in 2017 when Malia was out here interning for the Weinstein Company. She was out here learning the fucking ropes, learning about the industry from Harvey Weinstein. I mean, bruv, the fact that happened is creepy to me, bruv. We live in a crazy fucking world. This is why I'm out here losing my mind in real time, right? When I'm out here resting, taking it easy, when I'm supposed to be out here just fucking blowing some fucking steam, taking it easy, bro, praying to Allah, when I'm supposed to be out here reconnecting with myself, reconnecting with the world, reconnecting with Gaia, bro. I'll be out here thinking about shit like this, thinking about the fact that Malia Obama was out here interning for Harvey Weinstein in 2017. I mean, bro, what? That happened. It happened. We live in a crazy fucking world, bro. It's all falling apart. The world is falling apart, bro. Legit. And the signs are right there. The signs are right in front of us, bro. The world is falling apart. I mean, bro, we have deaf people beefing. That's where we at. As a fucking species, we have deaf people beefing on social media. Niggas are beefing on Instagram Live. I mean, bruv, I saw a video of these chicks, these deaf chicks, just fucking, yo, just waving guns on Instagram Live. Deaf women waving guns. I mean, dude, that's the most 2024 thing of all time, bruv. Deaf women waving guns on Instagram Live. That's what I saw. That's where we at as a species. The world is falling apart. Legit, bruv, look closer. Legit, society is falling apart. We have deaf people beefing on Instagram, dropping fighting words. Niggas are out here making threats using sign language. I mean, bruv, that shit, I mean, dude, that's some nasty work. Threatening a person via sign language is fucking nasty, bruv. Let's just call it what it is. These niggas are out here making threats in silence. I mean, bruv, their whole swag is a quiet place. Their whole fucking vibe, a quiet place. But these niggas are out here making threats. Motherfuckers are out here waving guns, showing off bullets on Instagram Live. Deaf people are out here making threats to other deaf people. I mean, bruv, what the fuck is going on? Where we at? Dear people, dear humanity, where the fuck are we at? Society is falling apart. The world is falling apart. Waving guns and showing off bullets in silence, bruv, is beyond crazy. That shit is too hip-hop for me, bruv. I can't deal with that shit. I am hip-hop. I live hip-hop. My fucking podcast is hip-hop. My whole life is hip-hop. My family is hip-hop. My kid is hip-hop. I am hip-hop. I embody it. I love it. I love hip-hop, bruv. But nah, bruv, when I saw deaf people waving guns, showing off bullets, throwing gang signs, I was like, nah, this shit right here is too hip-hop for me. Hip-hop, hooray. Right? Hip-hop, hey, hip-hop hooray. Oh, hey, oh, oh, hey, hip-hop hooray, bruv. It's so hip-hop, it's Ben Sharper. R.I.P. It's so hip-hop, it's Capadonna. It's so hip-hop, it's Black Milk, bruv. It's too hip-hop for me. Legit. I saw deaf people waving guns, making threats on Instagram Live. That's too hip-hop for the boy. It's too hip-hop for me, dude. It's so hip-hop, it's Three Men Scup. It's so hip-hop, it's H2O. It's so hip-hop, it's Pitch Black Afro. I cannot deal with it. It's too hip-hop. Legit, bruv, that's where we at. As a species, that's where we at. Niggas are out here making threats. I mean, bruv, what the fuck is Fiona Harvey doing, bruv? I mean, fam, talking about threats. What the fuck is Fiona Harvey doing? Fiona Harvey. If you don't know who Fiona Harvey is, Fiona Harvey is the bitch that this new Netflix smash hit show, Baby Reindeer, is about. Right? Fiona Harvey is the stalker. On Baby Reindeer. On Baby Reindeer, her name is Martha, right? But in real life, her name is Fiona Harvey. Fiona Harvey is a fucking creepazoid. Fiona Harvey took her talents to Piers Morgan's show, right? She took her talents to the show because she wanted to defend herself against everything that was alleged on the show, everything that transpires on the show, everything that is claimed that she did on the show, right? She pulled up and she said, listen, bruv, dear Piers, dear world, listen up. Dear United Kingdom, listen up. I did not do most of the things that happened on the show. She pulled up talking about, yo, listen, I didn't send this man hundreds of emails. I only sent him like 10. Right? That's what she said. That's what she said on the show. She said, listen, bruv, I'm not crazy. This fucking guy evidently is the one who's obsessed with me, bruv. Yo, listen, I'm in a relationship. My boyfriend is a lawyer. I'm good. Right? I know what love is, bruv. I got love. This is what it is. That's what she said. Right? In a nutshell. Am I fucking paraphrasing? Of course. This is how this podcast works. I paraphrase a lot, but most of the things I say are factual, right? She pulled up and she told Piers Morgan, listen, bruv, I am not a creep. I didn't text this man 1,000 times. I ain't did that. I didn't call this man 1,000 times. I didn't do that, right? But bruv, lo and behold, after saying all of that, after basically lying on international TV, it turns out that Fiona Harvey has been out here tormenting Labour Party leader Keir Starmer. Sir Keir Starmer. I mean, bruv, what the fuck is going on in the United Kingdom? What's happening over there, bruv? Fam, Fiona Harvey has been reported to have sent a barrage of emails to Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of the Labour Party in the United Kingdom. The emails, which spanned over 8 months. I mean, fam, she pulled up to Piers Morgan and she said, listen, I didn't do any of that shit. Okay? I'm a high-functioning human being. Look at me, Piers. Look at me. Am I not normal? Do I look crazy to you, Piers Morgan? Am I not a lovely person? Huh? Bruv, evidently she's a lunatic. Evidently she's fucking crazy, bruv. She was out here tormenting my guy, Keir Starmer, for 8 months, bruv. 8 months. right? Allegedly, right? The emails allegedly contained abusive messages and personal attacks. This situation has gained public attention and has been covered by various news outlets, including mine as well. Shit has officially hit the fan. When a story lands on my desk, right? When a story diaphanously just fucking lands on my desk, you already know, bruv, shit has officially hit the fan. It's over, bruv. When a story, listen, when I catch wind of a story, right? When I catch wind of a story, when a story gets into my fucking vicinity, when a story gets into my personal space, when a story starts bothering Maui Mau, me, bruh, shit has officially hit the fan. Legit, bruv. And this story has officially landed on my fucking radar. It's in my radar. It's over. Fiona Harvey, it's over. You in my radar. You in my fucking scope. I gotta shoot. I gotta shoot. I gotta hit your fucking... Hey, I gotta hit your fucking brain up. I gotta blow your fucking head up. This what it is. This what it is. It's important to note that these... are, of course, allegations. And the details of the case are based on the reports provided by the media. Hey, it's all good, bruv. Fiona Harvey is reported to have sent 276 emails to Sir Keir Starmer over an 8-month period. These emails allegedly contained abusive messages and personal attacks. Personal attacks like describing Sir Keir Starmer as a stupid little boy and a useless barrister in a non-job. And bruv, she was out here attacking his family by using a disabled slur to describe Sir Keir Starmer's wife and gloating over two of his dead relatives. I mean, bruh, it gets dark. Que scary movie, die dang, it gets dark. All the way factual. She was out here taking shots at Sir Keir Starmer's dead relatives. This is where we at. Dear United Kingdom, what the fuck is going on over there, bruv? Y'all need Jesus. Legit. She was out here making threats, right? By dropping statements like, your life won't be worth living. Whoa, what? Yeah, she was out here making crazy statements like, and I quote, your life won't be worth living. You see that, bruv? This is what lobotomies were for. This is why they basically used to crucify people's brains for, bruv. What the fuck is going on, bruv? This is spooky, scary hours, right? It's a fucking scary movie. This girl is a fucking lunatic. How about lock her up? How about ship her to Abu Ghraib? That's where she belongs, isn't it? Ship her to fucking Guantanamo because she's a fucking terrorist, isn't it? I mean, bruh, yo, this chick, fam, Fiona Harvey is a bona fide apex lunatic. And the fact that she's out here running around, right, doing interviews on live TV. This chick, I mean, bruh, nah, somebody needs to fucking stop her, bruv. She's a fucking lunatic. She's beyond crazy. Fiona Harvey, do better. Come on, bruv. The fuck is going on? The United Kingdom is falling apart, right? These niggas have a whole city within a city. And what we thought was London is not really London. London, the London that we know is actually Westminster. Did y'all know that? Huh? London is not really London. London is Westminster. London, hey, the real London? The real London has monopolized all of the financial resources in the United Kingdom. There's a difference between London and London. Right? Right? London is Westminster. And London is where the money's at. The city of London is the financial center of London, well, Westminster, and the United Kingdom in general. It is also Britain's second smallest city. It's been administered separately since the year 800 and 86. Okay, bruv? The city of London has been out here just moving on its own. Just moving on its own fucking drum beat. Right? Just out here beatboxing along. Just hopping and skipping all over the fucking place since the year 886. And bruv, it's surrounded by Roman walls. Yo, bruv, shout out to the Romans, bruv. Them niggas were different. The city of London is surrounded by Roman walls that are over 2,000 years old. The city of London is a mix of historic architecture and landmarks, trendy districts and skyscrapers. Now let's talk about the city of Westminster. The city of Westminster is the political and cultural center of London. Right, the broke side of London, right? Or the broke side of what we think is London, bruv. Westminster is called London because of the city of London, right? Niggas knew about the city of London and then they decided, hey, let's just call the whole thing London. How about that? But there's a difference between the city of London and London, right? The city of London, hey, something totally different. It's basically a country, right? And London, aka Westminster, it's just barren land. It's basically Mad Max out there, bruv. These are all fucking facts. Fam, without the city of London, the United Kingdom was going to be as poor as the US state of Mississippi. Let that shit sink in, bruv. Think about what the UK encompasses, bruv. Think about the countries that make up Britain. Okay? Fam, without the city of London, a tiny little fucking speck of dust, right? The UK was basically gonna be non-existent. The UK was basically gonna be Zimbabwe. Let that shit sink in. These are all fucking facts. Real rugged and raw. This is how poor the UK is. Do your fucking Googles, research it. Talk to fucking ChatGPT 4.0, bruv. Love yourself, my nigga. Get yourself an AI girlfriend. How about stop being a loser? Right? Take her out on a date, my nigga. Take your iPhone 15 out on a date. How about do better? Right? Sam Altman has saved the whole fucking world. ChatGPT 4.0 is out. You niggas can now start dating your phones. That's what you niggas want anyway. How about kiss your phone through the phone? Love your fucking self, my nigga. Now all of you lonely ass motherfuckers have something or somebody to talk to, bruv. Do better, bruv. You niggas don't have girlfriends. You motherfuckers are incels. I mean, bruv, now you have AI. Sam Altman has saved the world. Or has he? Here we are, bruv. Or has he? Here we are. Right? Everything is happening too fast, bruv. AI is happening just fucking too fast. Too much. Too soon, bruv. Too fast. Too furious. AI. AR. XR. VR is too much, innit? But it is what it is, bruv. I love technology, bruv. The almost limitless piles of cash AI companies have to spend helps, right? It helps them a lot. This is why they're fucking expanding all day or dead day, bruv. OpenAI and its major investor, Microsoft, are reportedly developing plans for the world's biggest supercomputer, a $100 billion project codenamed Stargate. Buckle up. Analysts at Morgan Stanley speculated last week that this would be powered by several nuclear plants. Yeah. Microsoft and OpenAI are working on a supercomputer that's going to be powered by several nuclear plants. This is where we at. AI is taking over. Get yourself a girl. Build a family. Turn the little fucking apartment into a home. Buy a fucking Zozo like Okayalicha. Do better, bruv. I found my cousin somewhere in Cape Town. Where it is? She lives in Guguletu. Where it is? She lives in Kayalicha. Who the fuck knows? All I know is she looks great. Right, she looks healthy. Her kid looks great. Her kid looks healthy. I'm fucking happy, bruv. We are family. That's what it is, but I digress. The UK is falling the fuck apart. They're falling apart. The UK is basically deep schlucht. The UK is basically Alexander. These are all fucking facts, isn't it? Niggas are poor over there, bruv. So buckle up. Right, niggas be out here leaving their countries. Oh yeah, I'm gonna have a child in the UK. Anchor baby, da, bruv. Listen, you da, hey, utla safara, bruv. Niggas are poor in the United Kingdom, bruv. Legit. I be out here watching politics, Joe. Right? Just looking at the fucking UK, bruv. Just zooming in. Just studying the UK. Nah. It ain't sweet. And they have a lot of problems. They have a lot of fucking scandals in the United Kingdom. It never fucking stops. I mean, bruh. Did y'all see this shit, bruv? Did y'all see the NHS contaminated blood scandal in the UK? I mean, bruh. Patients at UK hospitals were getting treated, right? With contaminated blood. Ay, bruv. More than 30,000 people were infected with HIV and hepatitis C, right? Through contaminated blood products used by the NHS. I mean, fam, it's insane. Approximately 3,000 of those infected have since died. God damn it. Right, get 10% did I ding. I mean, come on, bruv. Come on, fam. Fam, yo, this shit makes me look bad. As a proud member of the Commonwealth, bruv, this shit makes me look bad. I look bad. I care about the Commonwealth. Not really, but I do for the sake of fucking comedy. I care because I'm funny, bruv. Yo, I care about the Commonwealth. I'm a child of the Commonwealth. I give a fuck, bruv. This shit makes me look bad. Okay, bruv? And I can't afford that shit. I'm a comedian, one of the goats, easily, right? When it comes to this podcasting shit, bruv, I'm gonna go down as one of the goats. This shit makes me look bad. You can't be out here making the goat look bad, my nigga. It don't work like that. The fuck is going on, fam? Let's talk about this public inquiry, bruv. A public inquiry into the scandal, known as the biggest treatment disaster in NHS history, is set to publish its findings. Jesus fucking Christ, bruv. The infections occurred between 1970 and 1991. I mean, such a long time, indeed. From 1970 to 1991? I mean, bruv, that's what, 21 years? That's 21 years. That's 21 years! What the fuck, bruv? The infections occurred from 1970 to 1991 due to contaminated blood products and transfusions. Bruh, niggas are seeking compensation. It's all about the money. Right? I blew it. It is what it is. Legit. Pay up. Bruv, the government has acknowledged the moral case for compensation, and interim payouts of £100,000 each have already been made to about 4,000 survivors and bereaved partners. Government's response, well, you know, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is expected to issue an apology following the publication of the inquiry's findings. It's not gonna be enough. It will never be enough. Niggas died. I mean, bruh, yo, it's not enough to say, this is my sorry for 2024. It's not enough to say that. Niggas died. Bruh, you niggas infected 30,000 people with HIV and hepatitis C. I mean, bruh, yo, how manati C? How manati at all, bruh? How manati C, bruh? Hepatitis C? That shit is mad real. That shit is mad serious, bruv. Hepatitis, you'll die. If you catch that shit, you'll truck the fuck out. Love yourself, my nigga. This is why niggas are out here dating AI. Okay, bruv, niggas ain't trying to catch HIV, herpes, hepatitis, none of that. Niggas ain't trying to catch gonorrhea, HPV, none of that. You'll die. None of that! Bruh, nobody's trying to clock out! It's crazy! We live in a crazy crazy fucking world. The UK is falling apart. It's falling apart. And I care. I care about the United Kingdom, bruv, because I'm a child. I'm a child, a proud member of the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth made me. Okay, bruv, I speak English because of the Commonwealth. These niggas scooped up our diamonds and gold and other fucking artifacts. I mean, bruv, bring back the Benin bronzes. Bring back the fucking Cullinan. Bring them back, Bing Bull. We ain't fools, my nigga. Do better. We need that shit. Bring it back. Bring it home. Bring it home. Bring back our gold. Okay, bruv? Let's fucking dismantle the Queen's... Well, R.I.P. The King's fucking crown jewels. Bring that shit back. Did y'all see that painting? Huh? Did y'all see that painting of King Charles? I mean, why? Why? You know? I mean, why? Like, why is it red? Like, why does it look like that? Why does it look like, hey, why does it look like contaminated blood? Why? Ew. I mean, bruh, yo, what? Niggas are out here decoding the paintings. Like, oh, I saw the devil. Oh, if you fucking flip these pictures over and you take this picture and you make it wider and you align it up with the other, boom, you'll see Lucifer. Bruh, you'll see the devil, right? Niggas are out here decoding this shit. What does it mean? Huh? Is that fucking Epstein I see? Who the fuck is that, Prince Andrew? Who the fuck is that, Harvey Weinstein? Who's that? Who's that boy? Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Bruh, who the fuck is that, bruh? Niggas be out here decoding the picture. They be like, bruh, the king's picture is weird. If you align these pictures up, bruh, I bet you are gonna see P. Diddy. Diddy do it. Diddy nah. Diddy ah. Diddy who? Diddy why? He did it, didn't he? Right? Did he do it? Did he not, bruh? He did it! Did he? There's what it is! I saw the fucking video! We all saw the video. We all saw the video of P. Diddy, who looks like a fucking alien. Right? His face... I mean, bruh, what happened to his face? All of a sudden, his face is all fucking pear-shaped. He's out here looking like a fruit. Well, bruv, he is a fruit, but fam, that's neither here nor there. What the fuck is wrong with his face? It looks like molten lava. That face looks like, hey, bruv, it looks like a mask. Right? His face is shaped like the Scream mask. Hey, dear Diddy, love yourself, bruv. We all saw the video, bruv. Man. Yo, dear girls. Stop dating these fucking niggas for their money. Okay? How about love yourself? How about value yourself? Stop fucking niggas for who they are and how much money they have. Stop hooking up with motherfuckers for status. These are all fucking facts. Because these niggas, hey, batrapa, these niggas. These niggas are heartless. All the way factual, bruv. Legit. On God, on G-O, hey. On God, on G-O-D. On God, on G-O, bruv. On God, on geography, bruv. Jesus, look at me. Right? Slang galore. Right? I'm fucking original. On God, on G-O. On God, on geography, my nigga, bruv. Listen, hey. These niggas are dangerous. Okay? Dear women, dear young girls, hey, don't be out here hooking up with these niggas for their bags. Because batao trapa for their bags. Niggas will treat you like Tyson Fury for their bags. Niggas will abuse you like how Alexander Usyk abused Tyson Fury in that fucking ring, bruv. They'll destroy you, hey, undisputedly. They'll fucking crush you undisputedly, bruv, for their bags. Love yourself. Stop hooking up with niggas for their bags. These are all fucking facts. Diatrapa dintwana zena, man. Legit. These niggas are apex predators. Okay? These niggas are soulless. These niggas have no fucking hearts. These niggas, listen, they weren't raised by wolves. Nah, they are the wolves. Okay, bruv? They weren't raised by other wolves. No. They are the wolves that do the raising. They are the wolves that do the grooming. They are the wolves that do the fucking trafficking. They are the wolves that do the fucking abusing and using. They are the fucking wolves. Legit. And I get it. I know that Diddy's father was a fucking criminal. Right? Technically, he was a wolf. You know? But technically, he wasn't really there to raise this fucking wolf. Diddy made himself a wolf. Okay? He turned himself a wolf. As a matter of fact, most of these niggas, once they hit the big time, and by niggas, I'm talking all fucking colors and races, bruv. Black, white, don't matter. Right? Most of these niggas, once they make a certain amount of money, once these niggas are in certain rooms, it gets weird. Right? All of a sudden, niggas start talking about fucking orgies. Right? All of a sudden, niggas start talking about the fucking Bohemian Grove. All of a sudden, it gets weird. All of a sudden, drugs galore. Right? All of a sudden, young bitches are aware. All of a sudden, they are flying to Little St. James. Why? All of a sudden, once niggas make $100 mil, $200 mil, it gets weird. It gets too, like, bruh, it's too much money. Once these niggas make too much money, bruh, it gets weird. It gets creepy. Right? It gets creepy, bruh. We all saw the video of Diddy abusing Cassie at a fucking hotel. I mean, bruh, nah. That video is insane. Okay? It's one of the worst that I've ever seen, bruv. Like, when it comes to abuse videos, it's right up there. I mean, this nigga just fucking grabbed Cassie by her hair, right? And just fucking shoved her to the floor. And then he kicked Cassie while Cassie was on the floor. And bruv, there's another shot where he throws a fucking vase. I mean, bruv, nahana, mau shapaka plomboto, boy. Plomboto. Hey, plomboto. I mean, dude, she got hit with a fucking ceramic or clay vase. I mean, dude, that shit right there is insane, bruv. It's fucking crazy. But here we are. Right? It's fucking insane, but here we are. We live in a crazy fucking world. And dear Stephen A. Smith, I mean, come on, cut this shit. Right? Stephen A. was like, oh, this Diddy video is worse. It's worse than Ray Rice's video. Nah. Not so fast. Not so fast. This Diddy video is worse than Ray Rice's video? Nigga, nah. Come on. Come on. You niggas are reaching. Okay? This Diddy video is a 9 or 9.5 at best. Right? Out of 10. Right? When it comes to the scale of severeness, the scale of savagery, this Diddy video out of 10 is a 9 or 9.5. The fucking vase part, I mean, yo, getting hit with a fucking blunt part is wild. However, Cassie didn't get knocked out, right? From what we've seen, from what we saw. Maybe she did behind the scenes. But from the video, I'm just talking solely from what I saw on the video, Cassie wasn't knocked out cold. Abuse is wrong, right? I'm not trying to compare, you know what I mean, like traumas. I'm not trying to be like, oh, this is worse than the other. However, I'm trying to say that though, right? Ray Rice's video is one of the coldest videos I've ever seen. That shit, and cold meaning bad, not cold meaning good. I mean, bruh, that shit, like, bruh, it made me, yo, I felt weird when I saw that video, right? Like, something shifted in me, bruh, spiritually speaking. When I saw Ray Rice swing and then knock out his wife or girlfriend, I don't know, right? I mean, bruh, yo, what, huh, bruh, because this fucking chick, right? Ray Rice punched her straight in the fucking jaw. Right? They were in an elevator. And then she hit her fucking head on the elevator rail. I mean, what? She hit her head, what, twice or thrice, right? Because she got punched in the head, and then she hit her head on the fucking rail, and then she fell to the floor, hitting her head again against the fucking elevator floor. I mean, fam, what the fuck? That shit is worse, because she was out cold. Her soul left her body for a few minutes. She wasn't here. Okay, bruv, she got dragged out of the elevator. Unconscious. I mean, bruh, what the fuck are we talking about? Dear Stephen A. Smith, nah. Go back. Rewatch that Ray Rice video. That shit is worse than Diddy's video. However, both niggas are wrong. Both niggas belong in prison. These are all fucking facts. But that Ray Rice video, nah, that shit is spooky, bruv. Okay? When I watch that shit, bruv, I get fucking chills all over my body. My body starts fucking tingling. Like, bruv, yo, how are these niggas, like, how can they just do that? You know? Like, bruv, how do you even get there? Like, as a guy, as a man, as a human being, as a person, how do you even get there? You know? To knock the person you love out. The person you claim to love. Right? The person you are trying to build a life with. How can you knock them out like that? I mean, that shit is insane, bruv. Legit, that shit is wild. Yo. Women abuse is just fucking insane, bruv. GBV in general is insane, because how do we get there as a people, as a species? Aren't we supposed to be the most intelligent in the animal world? I think sometimes people forget that we are animals, right? Human beings are fucking animals. And the fact that we just, you know, we just act like we are above that shit is insane to me. We are animals. Dear Daki, dear Whitey, we are animals. Dear Indian brother, dear fucking Chinese brother and sister, we are animals. Okay, don't forget that shit. Niggas are out here overlooking a miracle drug for cancer because of Big Pharma, right? There's a fucking drug called fenbendazole. Where it is, this drug could just be a silver bullet when it comes to dealing with cancer, right? Listen to this shit. Fenbendazole has at least 12 proven anti-cancer mechanisms in vitro and in vivo, wrote a cancer researcher, right, by the name of Dr. William Marquis. According to Billy Boy Marquis' research, this shit works, right? Fenbendazole could just be it. It could just be the drug that stops cancer forever. However, Big Pharma is out here stopping it, right? These niggas are out here blocking fenbendazole. So, bruv, let's ask all the right questions. Why? Why are they blocking it? Why are there no fenbendazole clinical trials for cancer? The answer seems to rather be obvious, right? It's very cheap. Fenbendazole is cheap. It's safe. And it seems to be very effective. And Big Pharma doesn't like that. Big Pharma doesn't fuck with things that work. I mean, bruv, look at what's happening to these fucking COVID-19 vaccines. All of a sudden, niggas are pulling up going, yo, the fucking Johnson & Johnson shit, the AstraZeneca shit, them things don't work. All of a sudden, everybody agrees that Dr. Fauci doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. In fact, he never knew what the fuck he was talking about. All of a sudden, Maui Mau was right. I've been telling you niggas that if you niggas are gonna take these fucking vaccines, listen, I took one. I took the Pfizer one. One shot, that's it. Okay, bruv? One shot, that's it. I never went back for more. Nah, one shot, wrap it up, close up shop. I gotta protect my fucking temple. Okay, bruv? My body is not a fucking gurdwara. Not everybody can just fucking enter in and out, up and up. Nah, we don't do that. Okay, bruv, I love myself, but I fucking digress. Okay? I fucking digress. My shit is a fucking mosque. Legit, bruv. My shit is the fucking Kaaba. I appreciate my fucking agency. Respect my agency. This, what it is. I fucking digress, though. I told you niggas. don't take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I told you niggas. Hey, dear J&J, how many people are you niggas planning to kill? That's my fucking question for the day. How many people are going to fucking die at your hands, my nigga? Huh? How many people are you niggas planning to murk? It's fucking crazy, bruv. These fucking guys, bruv, baby powder, soaps. I mean, bruv, everything they make kills. Everything. Like, dude, I've never seen such a thing, bruv. Everything Johnson & Johnson makes kills. Let that sink in. It's fucking crazy, bruv. We live in a crazy world. All of a sudden, everybody agrees. All of a sudden, everybody agrees that the United States of America was out here funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China. All of a sudden, everybody agrees. I've been saying this shit, bruv. Right? Nothing is a fucking coincidence on this planet. Nothing. Nothing just happens just in JJUST. No. Right? There's a reason behind everything. Right, there are fucking mechanics behind everything. Niggas are working day and night to fucking destroy the planet, to control the population. Niggas, hey, niggas are out there having sleepless nights thinking about how can I fucking subdue a nigga like Maui Mau? How can I stop Maui Mau from procreating, from living, from multiplying, from spreading his message, from existing? How can I stop this fucking guy? Voices like mine are problematic to companies like J&J, bruv. Right? Voices like fucking Joe Rogan's, voices like fucking Russell Brand, bruv. We are fucking dangerous because, hey, not only are we funny, but we are super insightful and we give a fuck about humanity. We give a fuck about the planet. We give a fuck about all the other fucking animals on this fucking planet. Bruv, we are animals. We are animals. And evidently, Johnson & Johnson wants to kill us all. Legit, bruv. Researchers found that rare blood clots linked to Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines result from an autoimmune reaction some people are predisposed to. Right? Adenovirus-based vaccines like J&J and AstraZeneca contain a clot-triggering component for genetically susceptible individuals, impacting vaccine development. With 60 cases in over 18 million J&J vaccine recipients and 2 to 3 cases per 100,000 AstraZeneca shots, under 60 in Australia, clot-related deaths occurred. Hey, niggas died. It don't matter how many niggas died. Oh, out of 100,000, only 60 died. Oh, out of 18 million, there's been only 60. It don't matter. Niggas died. People are losing their fucking lives. How about have a heart? How about that? Dear Diddy, how about have a fucking heart? This fucking guy dropped a video. Right? He dropped a video talking about how sorry he is. Bruv, listen to this shit. He said the following, and I quote, "My behavior on that video is inexcusable. Obviously, I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I was disgusted then when I did it, and I'm disgusted now," end quote. I mean, bruv, like, who's advising this fucking guy? I was disgusted then. How about if you were really disgusted then when you did it, or when you were about to do it? How about when the thought crossed your fucking head? Bruv, if you really were disgusted at the time, hey, bruv, how about when the thought, right? When the thought of abusing your girlfriend, how about when that thought crossed your fucking mind, how about, hey, you should have stopped yourself, right? When that disgusting thought, right, it disgusted you, when that disgusting thought crossed your mind, hey, how about stop yourself from executing it? How about that? How about stop yourself from fucking manifesting the shit? How about stop yourself, right, from fucking reifying that idea? How about do better? How about that? We live in a crazy fucking world. Who the fuck? Yo, bruv, who's advising this nigga, number one? Number two, who the fuck does he think he's talking to? Just how dumb does Diddy think we are? I mean, bruv, what the fuck is it? Oh, I was disgusted then when I was doing it, and I'm disgusted now. Nah. Right, you niggas were out here lying. You dropped a statement in December talking about enough is enough, niggas are spreading lies about me. Well, now we have a video. Now what? We have a video, right? And bro, that shit, nah. That's not fucking DALL-E right there. That's not OpenAI shit right there. That's not ChatGPT. That's not Bing right there. That's not fucking Gemini right there. That's not fucking Grok right there. That's not Meta AI right there. Nah, that's you. That's fucking you. That's you right there. That's you. That's you. P. Diddy. We live in a crazy fucking world. These niggas are animals. But then again, aren't we all? Aren't we all animals? Huh? We are all animals. So, bruv, why are these niggas not giving us fenbendazole? Why? Why? Bruv, hey, why are there no fenbendazole clinical trials for cancer, bruv? The answer is simple and obvious. It's because the fucking drug is cheap. There's no money in it. On top of that, it's safe. Right? On top of that, it seems to be very effective. And like I said, Like I've been saying for years, bruv, Big Pharma hates it when shit works. They hate it, right? Fenbendazole is not going to make anyone rich, and these niggas hate that shit. And in cancer fucking treatments, bruv, hey, that's a non-starter. They hate it when shit works, especially when it works cheaply. They hate that shit, right? Big Pharma is a fucking problem. Big Pharma is the enemy of the fucking people. And listen, bruv, not all of these niggas are evil, right? Not all of them are evil. However, enough of them are evil, right? Enough of them are evil to cause problems for all of us. Legit, we live in a crazy fucking world. Buckle up, keep your fucking head on a swivel, because you are on your own. These niggas be out here administering fenbendazole to fucking dogs, right? These niggas are giving this drug to dogs and other animals, right? But nah, they're not giving it to human beings, because we are the money. We are the economy. We are the reason why these niggas drive Ferraris. We are the reason why these fucking Big Pharma CEOs are out here buying yachts. We are the reason, right? Niggas don't give a fuck about us. They don't want us to get these fucking drugs or to understand that these fucking drugs are effective. They don't want us to do that. However, when a nigga wants to fucking transition, they give him all the drugs, right? When a nigga wants to become a woman, they give him all the fucking drugs. And listen, hey, I gotta say this shit, disclaimer. I support the LGBTQI community, even though last week I found out that you niggas added a letter and a number to LGBTQI+. I mean, yo, what? Huh? Yeah. These niggas have added 2S. Right? So bruv, the thing is now 2S LGBTQI+. It now starts with a 2S. Right? Bruv, hey, the 2S stands for Two Spirit. I mean, bruv, when I saw this shit, I'm done. I'm done. Bruh, Two Spirit. Right, the 2S is for people who believe that they embody the spirits of two genders, male and female. Right? 2S is now a part of LGBTQI+. It's now 2S LGBTQI+. I can't keep up anymore. I'm tired. And listen, bruv, I support gay people. I support lesbian people. I support trans people. I support bi people. I support asexual people. I support all of y'all queer questioning all of that shit. I support it because it's your life, right? And what you eat don't make me shit. However, I can't keep up with all of this shit, bro. I can't. I mean, bro, yo, at least J.K. Rowling is keeping up, even though she hates it, right? I don't hate it. And I'm choosing not to keep up anymore. J.K. Rowling is keeping up. J.K. Rowling is keeping up because she wants to make sure that when she says something, you know, it's directed to the right people. Legit, bruv, J.K. Rowling is a TERF, right? A trans-exclusionary radical feminist. She's a fucking TERF. She lives and dies by fucking TERF ideology. There's what it is. So, bruv, she's keeping up because she wants to make sure that when she offends, she's offending the right people. Legit. I mean, bro, when it comes to J.K. Rowling, it never stops. J.K. Rowling is accused of cruelty as she mocks transgender football manager by comparing her to a straight, white, middle-aged bloke. Right? And bro, listen. Hey, she does look like a straight, white, middle-aged bloke. She does. Hey, bro, it's funny. She does. Bruv, J.K. Rowling responded to this shit. Right? The Daily Mail reported on this shit. And then J.K. Rowling clapped back and she was like, hey, listen, hey, I didn't compare him to one. So cut the shit. I didn't compare him to one. He is one. Why? I mean, why? That shit is crazy, bruv. I mean, dude, we live in a crazy fucking world. The Daily Mail pulls up on Twitter, right? They pull up saying, hey, J.K. Rowling is accused of cruelty as she mocks a transgender football manager by comparing her, right? Keyword, her. Pronoun, her. To a straight, white, middle-aged bloke, right? And then J.K. Rowling claps back to the tweet by saying the following, and I quote, I didn't compare him to one. He is one. I mean, bruh. Yo, listen, yo. Yo, I think, whoa, I can't cope. I mean, bruh, yo, that's the fucking definition of a clapback. That's the fucking definition of zero fucks given. Okay? J.K. Rowling doesn't give a flying fuck, bruv. Yo, what's going on in the United Kingdom? The UK is falling apart. Okay, bruv? We have fucking cultural icons like J.K. Rowling just fucking spiraling in real time. We live in a crazy fucking world. The English Premier League is now a farmers league. Okay? These niggas have won it 4 times in a row. 4. And we are still talking about 115 charges. Meanwhile, these niggas keep on winning. Right? And the fucking Premier League is addicted to that success. They are addicted to that money. We live in a crazy world. Listen, bruv, I don't see anybody stopping Man City. Legit, bruv, from here going forward, Man City is going to turn the English Premier League into mud. All facts. It's over. They're going to dominate this shit forever. It's done. Legit, bruv, we live in a crazy fucking world, bruv, so buckle the fuck up. Okay, how about, hey, start watching the fucking Eredivisie. Start watching Serie A. Do yourself a favor, bruv. How about let's all become fans of Bayer Leverkusen? How about that? We live in a crazy fucking world. I really don't know, bruv. Legit, The current state of English football, it's crazy, bruv. Man City is going to dominate forever. They have the most resources. They're out here cooking the books. They're the most corrupt, right? And they have the best fucking manager in the world with the best squad in the world. That fucking squad is stacked. And next season, it's only gonna get worse. We live in a crazy fucking time, bruv. So might as well. Might as well just fucking accept it, right? Might as well just fucking accept life for what it is and just fucking phone it in. Why try? Right? Just phone it in. Phone it the fucking. Right? Don't give anything your best. Just phone it in. It's enough. It's enough.
Abuse against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The video, captured on multiple cameras, shows Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hallway at a Los Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit filed by Ventura in November last year and settled the next day referenced actions that seem to match those seen in this video. There is no audio. According to the complaint, Combs became extremely intoxicated and punched Ms. Ventura in the face, giving her a black eye, which, according to the lawsuit, prompted Ventura to try and leave the hotel room. The surveillance video obtained by CNN begins as she enters the hallway. The complaint says as she exited, Mr. Combs awoke and began screaming at Ms. Ventura. He followed her into the hallway of the hotel while yelling at her. The complaint goes on to say he grabbed her and then took glass vases in the hallway and threw them at her. In the surveillance video, Combs can be seen grabbing Ventura and throwing her to the ground. As Ventura lies on the ground, Combs then kicks her twice and attempts to drag her on the floor back to the hotel room. Ventura is seen picking up a hotel phone. Combs seems to walk back to the hotel room, then returns and appears to shove her in a corner. Moments later, he can be seen throwing an object in her direction. According to Ventura's now settled lawsuit, the pair began dating several years after they met in 2005. They parted ways in 2019. Combs' attorney said the decision to settle was in no way an admission of wrongdoing. Ventura declined to comment on the video, but her attorney told CNN the gut-wrenching video has only further confirmed the disturbing and predatory behavior of Mr. Combs. Words cannot express the courage and fortitude that Ms. Ventura has shown in coming forward to bring this to light. The video hasn't been seen publicly before and comes on the heels of a series of civil lawsuits alleging Combs' involvement in sex trafficking and sexual abuse. Allegations Combs has repeatedly denied. In a December 2023 statement, Combs responded to the claims in all the lawsuits saying, "Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged." CNN has reached out to representatives for Combs for comment.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I think
your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even your screen.
Get the order of your committee.
Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Move her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
we are going to move and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
So who will have to pay us? Okay. But Ms. Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she needs to apologize. No.
Perry, okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Ms. Green
I'm not
has
apologizing.
21
well,
seconds.
Then okay, reserve the right to object. Perry,
I am Mr. not Mayor. Apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me?
And Mr. Chairman,
The minority
is self-evident.
Chair recognizes you're not.
Yeah, you're not. You don't have enough intelligence.
Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike
I'd like
the.
I move to strike those words.
I move to strike
the
ladies' words,
like
the ladies' words again.
That's two requests to strike. That's two requests to strike.
Oh, they cannot take the
There's
words.
There's another motion to strike her words again. Please, right,
okay,
get your members under
here's
control.
The correct apology, Ms. Green. Do you ask unanimous do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike my words, but I'm not apologizing.
Without objection. Without
not
objection.
Apologizing.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who's?
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
Hold
a
on.
Parliament.
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman,
motion to strike
those
words.
I had no idea
words.
What you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys earlier literally just
you just voted to do
y'all
it.
Did it first, so
I'm
you
trying to get voted to do it.
Order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look, calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do. So I'm trying to get
Ms. Crockett, you're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
Don't want me
calm down.
No.
Can you please calm down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk noise and then you can't take it.
You're out of control.
Because if I come and talk shit about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
All right, Chair. Chair, okay.
Order.
Chair now.
It's getting spooky. We at times global weirding.